Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland High School student Samuel Smith, who was voted one of two outstanding youth leaders out of 300 applicants as part of the National Council of Youth Leadership, and will be attending the Town Meeting on Tomorrow event taking place in St. Louis, Missouri this October.
It was kind of out of the blue. I just got an email saying that I'd been nominated by the school, but I asked my principal, Angela Hazlett, how the selection process was done, and it was done through having leadership skills, possessing, you know, being a leader in all your activities that you're in, and having, I think it was a 3.0 GPA or something, higher than a 3.0. So those are the two factors that went into it, and I just happened to fit both those criteria. I think it was 8 students from our school were selected by our school to go to this.
What activities or how are you involved here in Highland High School?
Well, my three main activities that I'm associated with is band, yearbook, and robotics. You've come to interview me for robotics before. I've done all three of those. Let's see, I've done band since fifth grade. I have done robotics since ninth grade, and then I've done yearbook starting 10th grade when I was informed that it was a class. I would have taken it beforehand if I had known, but I was told that year that they needed a little bit of help because they only had one or two people, so I decided to jump on, and that's one of my biggest activities now, is I really take pride in yearbooks.
So how was the program that was on September 10th with the other Highland students and other area high schools? What all did you guys do there?
We arrived and someone came out and spoke for a little bit about the Youth Salute program, and then they had a guest speaker come out that talked about one of their kids had cancer, and they were talking about the fight that they had with it and that you should try to win every day, live it like it's your last. And then after that, they started calling us up by school to go back and take a group picture and then come up on stage and we received a folder with a certificate in it, and we were up there by school for people to take pictures of us. Right before I went up on stage, somebody came over to me and said, "Hey, I need you back. I need you in the lobby when you're done." I said, "Okay." Well, I had been nominated as a finalist beforehand, so the whole process was you went through one interview. There was 300 people who had the first interview, and then they said you'd get called back if you were a finalist, and so I was called back, and there ended up being 8 of us, and so I went in for a second interview, and then it was that night. It was about a month before that night happened, and so I figured, well, it was just a finalist picture. They want all 8 of us. So I went back there, and there was just another guy back there, and I was thinking there was only one school left, and I think it was West High, and I thought, wow, there's 6 more people from West High that were on finalist, and only 2 girls came back. So I was thinking, okay, so now we have the runners up and we have the winners. One of us is the winner, one of us is the runner up. And there's a male and female winner. The woman called, said, "I'll call the runners up here first, and then the winners will come up last." And she pointed to 2 people, and it wasn't me, and it wasn't this other girl. And it took some minutes to process, and we kind of looked at each other, and we were just thinking, wait, what does this mean for us? Why are we still, does that mean we're the, and we were looking around, there were some other staff back there and kind of smiling at us, and we asked them if we'd won, and they said, "Oh, I don't know yet," you know. But then after the runners-up had been called and awarded, then they were telling us congratulations, and it was nerve-wracking. I didn't know that the principal was going to be there, even if we had won. I didn't know very much about this program at all, and that was just really amazing to have Mrs. Hazlett up there. She gave a really fantastic speech, and it meant the world to me that she was there. And she was worried that she didn't hide it well enough, but I had no idea. Apparently she'd known about it, you know, a week or two in advance or something, but I had no idea. So it was just, it was really fantastic and probably one of the proudest moments of my life.
What does it mean to you to be a leader?
For me, it means inspiring other people to do things, because my life, in the end, if I just keep everything to myself and, you know, keep all my knowledge in, it's not going to matter. When I'm gone, all the knowledge is gone, so I have to work to spread my knowledge and to work with other people so they can spread it to other people, and then it actually matters. Your life has value when you teach others, make other people's lives better, and that's kind of what I try to do daily, is make other people's lives better, because in the end, mine, you know, if it's just me, it doesn't really matter.
Do you think you've always possessed qualities of a leader?
Yeah, I would say that my greatest leadership quality is that I just genuinely care about the organizations and the people that I come into contact with. I've just always had that, you know, people need to be cared about and feel valued to achieve their maximum potential and to really work at their best. So, and I've always wanted people to work at their best. So I just, over my lifetime, I've learned the skills that allow me to be a good leader.
You mentioned band, yearbook, robotics. Are these all groups that you consider yourself a leader in?
Those are really the big three that I've been in. It really started when I got into high school, because you have opportunities to be in things and become a leader. You know, middle school, elementary, you're just kind of following along. Those are my big three, and I take a lot of pride in each of them. I've really poured myself into every single one of them, and it's going to be hard to leave because I'm not going to be a part of them anymore. Hopefully with robotics, I'll be able to be a mentor, so I'll be able to come back and see what they're doing and help out a little bit. And maybe the same with yearbook. If they need somebody, I might be able to help out. But for band, I mean, it's pretty much it. But I'm going up to UNI for graphic design, and the main reason I am going there is for the band. I went up my freshman year to UNI Band Day. It's an event they hold every year where you get to go up and play with the band during a game. And I knew immediately, I knew this is my school. I have no idea what I'm going to major in yet, but this is the school that I'm going to. And so that was really nice to just know this is where I'm going, so I don't have to think about it. And ever since, I've attended more and more of them, fallen more and more in love with the school.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Highland High School student Samuel Smith. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.